All right, we got to go fast here, but you have a story coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to be writing on Kyle Lowry. I think that deal is as good as done.
So Kyle Lowry remains a Toronto Raptor.
That's my prediction. I'll be shocked if he doesn't.
And this is based on conversations you've had with people in the organization?
Around the league as well.
Who believe that...
they got the money. They're going to offer him the most money. He likes it here. The market for his services is not as competitive as people think. He's a Raptor.
The news. I give you fair warning that if you are not interested at all in the Canadian Football League, you'll have probably not a whole lot of interest in this, although it is an interesting story. For many months now, we have been awaiting an announcement from Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment that they have purchased the Toronto Argonauts, that they will ultimately do a deal with the City of Toronto, expand BMO Field, and the Argonauts will be the co-tenant at BMO Field with the Toronto FC. They'll tear out one of the end zones. They'll make the field, the facility big enough to care for a CFL field. They'll put the roof on for the soccer fans so they don't get wet. And away we go. And that this would all take place by 2017, which is when they get booted out of the Rogers Centre. So MLSE was inevitably going to buy the Toronto Argonauts. Mr. Lewicki on this program acknowledged as much, said it's just dotting I's and crossing T's. Well, that deal, I am told, is dead, morte, finished. The Argonauts will not be sold to Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. There are a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that there is no chance you can make money with the Toronto Argonauts, and that this notion that you had to buy the CFL team in order to get an NFL team was always ridiculous, even though some people had attached the two. Ultimately, they were convinced that that wasn't necessarily the case, and any discussions and negotiations are now dead. By the way, the asking price, Mr. Braley's asking price for the Toronto Argonauts was $10 million a year, plus a piece of future Grey Cups played in Toronto. An outrageous and obscene price that even MLSE shouldn't have or couldn't have stomached.
So what happens? Who buys that team? What happens to the Argos?
There will be no buyer. No one in his right mind will buy this franchise.
So what happens to the Argos?
There's two numbers that are important here, $10 million and $1. $10 million is the price that Braley asked. $1 is the amount you would pay if you were prepared to overpay to buy the Toronto Argonauts. They have net zero value.
My understanding is the stadium renovation at BMO is going ahead. It will be football compliant, so to speak. So I find it hard to believe that there would not be some buyer who would want to play out of that stadium and have a
I would say to you that wait for a subsequent announcement on whether it will be football compliant or not. My guess is since this deal is dead, why build a stadium at all and tear down the south stands when you don't have to? Makes no sense to me.
Why does it not make sense? You're right.
The only way it makes sense is if you're buying the Argonauts, which was the plan. Believe me, it was the plan. It is no longer the plan. That deal is as dead as a doornail. And Mr. Braley will have to lower his sights tangibly. And as I said, if you said to me, buy the Toronto Argonauts, what would you pay? I would pay nothing and demand a $3 million a year subsidy from the previous owner in perpetuity. In other words, he'd have to pay me $3 million minimum a year in order for me to own the team. Because it's a dog with fleas. The Argonauts have about 3,500 season tickets sold for this year.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. It's as bleak or bleaker than it has ever been. And we better get ready to start asking this question. I know it's been dabbled about before, but we better seriously start asking this question. What does the Canadian Football League look like without the Toronto Argonauts? Because I believe we are close to getting the answer to that question. And I'm not sure it's going to matter as much as some people think. I think an 8-team CFL without a team in Toronto might be okay. But there would be others who would say, hang on a second.
Remarkable.
Like TSN, who just paid a crap load for the rights. And if they don't have a team in Toronto, don't think they want to pay as much as they did. And I'll bet you they have a little clause in there that says we get a rebate. And they may have to be looking at that clause soon. Thanks to the guests tonight, to Jonah Carey and Bob Ryan. Good night from Toronto.